Good morning. Shin Chaf Aleph. In this siman, we discussed a few malachos. That's just off of yesterday. So can you make petal on Shabbos? Can you put TS, petal, like a Kool-Aid punch drink? Can you make, is it coloring? Tea essence, pouring it into water for tea. So we learned it's 100% mutter. There are some who are machmer, just to point out, in case we didn't. Some people, they prefer to put the colored item first, and then they put in the water, so this way you're not really coloring anything. But we learned that definitely you're doing it for the food. Everyone agrees it's mutter. Okay, Shin Chav Aleph again. Si'if Aleph. Chavili pia izov v'koranit perush min esev. So some form of herbs or straw or something. I'm not exactly sure, but okay. So if the reason why you have them is to be fuel for fire, as if they're twigs, that's the purpose, so then it's muksa, can't use them. But now this is why it's relevant to our siman. Now let's say you want to use it for food for animals, and you want to feed it to the animals, you want to snack on it yourself. So what do? You can crush the ends of it with your finger, no problem. You can't use a kli. And you just roll off the outer layer with your fingertips. Okay. Right, so it all based is on your kavana, if it's for fire or for food. Okay. And the reason why we can't do it with a kli, it's uvdin dechol, iser derabanan. And the issue over here is you want to take out the inner seed from the inside of it, what you want to eat. So that's why you have to do it. So that's it's with the shinui, and you're not using a kli. So use your fingertips. Okay. Bet. Ein osin me melach harbe biyachad atei letoch hakvashim. So now we're discussing a little bit. So we did. We're going to dabble with different melachos as we go through this siman. So we just touched upon tochin, right? That's separating something natural that a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates, and we crush it into two pieces, and that's what tochin is. If it's so, we'll see. It's something that was okay. We'll see when we get there. Exceptions. Now, so here now we're discussing ibud. So me'abed orot, leather, tanning leather. That's a malacha daraisa. So there's as a din derabanan when it comes to food, there's no ibud by ochlin deraisa, but there is derabanan. So here, if you're going to be actually salting food, so then we get into the iser derabanan. Okay, there could also be issues of bishul, but only on a derabanan level, because there's certainly no bishul unless you have fire heat. Okay, so here we are. So now, if you want to make a big bowl or a vat or a big barrel of salt water, you're not allowed to make that on Shabbos. That's if the purpose is in order to pickle something. But you're allowed to make a small amount of salt water in order to put inside a tavshil. I do not see anyone who discusses what is harbe and what is a little bit. I'm assuming if you take a big jar that people use for pickles, people in their home can pickle pickles, so I'm assuming a big jar would probably qualify for melach, may melach harbe. And if you're going to use a teacup or perhaps even a regular supple, that would probably be considered me'at. Again, I have not seen anyone who discusses exactly what that is, a lot or a little. So to make for Lil Seder, so for sure to be mutter to make in when people put out on their seders, they put on the tables, they put out cups or bowls, that I think would be for sure okay. That's what I think. But if you're going to start making a big pot of it, and then you want to pour it into each cup afterwards, so that would probably be. So then it depends. So listen to this. Mishnah Berurah brings in that there's a machlokas. If the kavana is to pickle your food, so then that's when it's for sure everyone agrees. You make a big jar or a barrel of mei melach, and its the purpose is for pickling. That's what's asur. But if your kavana is to put it into food, so then it's a machloket, and some are mekel, some are machmer. But as far as dipping your karpas into it, it's perhaps it's probably in the same machlokas category. We said that's mishum de dam le ibur. Aval yachol asot mimenu me'at letet letocha tavshel. So you're allowed to make a little bit. So that's why when you read the Shulchan Aruch, you see two extremes, and it's the middle case that's unclear, at least from the Shulchan Aruch itself. So if you're just going to make small amounts, a teacup or maybe a soup bowl, so then, and you're going to put it into food, you make it in order to salt the food later. Okay, even a salad, I think, is okay. It's likely to be okay with the karpas. But if you put inside, if you're going to make, even in a small bowl or a small teacup of salt water, so much salt that it's two-thirds salt and one-third water, then it's asur lasot mimenu afilu me'at. So then even a little bit's going to be asur. Okay? Now certainly to salt your food, if you're going to be salting your food, you want to, whatever you're eating, salt your soup, salt your chicken, dip your challah in the salt, all these things are certainly mutter. So that's all okay. That's the only time it's usr is we're going to see. It's only if it's something that's normally salted. You bake pickles, but something that's not normally salted and a regular tafshil, you don't salt a regular food item. Once it's already cooked and ready to eat, we don't salt it afterwards and make it into pickles. We don't do that. So all these cases of salting normal foods is not a problem. The only time is when it's something that's normally pickled. Okay. And of course, even when it's mutter, we don't do a volume, an amount, when it's we know we're saving it for after Shabbos. That's a chana for during the week. Okay. I'll just point out something interesting. So here we're discussing salting in order for the sake of preserving, right, the pickling process. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I saw in Shmir Shabbos, he says even using sugar, sometimes for fruits or certain items, you use sugar in order to preserve it. And he says that would also be aser, at least derabanan. Okay. Gimel. Aser limloach chatichot snan. So here's interesting. You have pieces of cut up radishes. Can you salt them? You're going to eat them. Your purpose is not to preserve them for weeks and months. The purpose is you want to eat them. Can you salt pieces of radishes? And we'll see the halakha, the poskim point out, it's not only radishes, it's also other vegetables, such as other foods that are normally salted, like cucumbers. So if you're doing arba chamesh biyachad, if you're doing four or five pieces together, that's aser. Dinder rabbanan mipnei shenire kekovesh kevashim. Right? You're not doing it to pickle it for long term. You're just salting it to make it a little salty for eating it right now. So since you're doing a volume of four or five pieces, Chazal made a gzera that it looks like you're pickling because nobody pickles one at a time. V'akovesh aser mipnei shehu kemevushal. And kovesh is also aser because it's like mevashal. Ela mitabel kol achat levade ve'ochla. So what do? You could only dip one at a time, and you eat it. Okay. About beitzim mutar lemochan. But eggs, that's not a problem. Okay. So why are eggs not a problem? So because it is, what do we say beitzim? Because it's not the derech, right. It's not the derech to be kovesh, to pickle, preserve eggs. And the salt, it's just there to make it taste a little better, and it's not done for preserving. Okay? Now, even if your purpose is to eat them right away, if you're doing four or five, it's still going to be aser. And to do one at a time, if you're going to eat it right away, that's what's mutter. But if you take one piece of radish and you salt it, and you want to leave it there long term in order for it to get pickled, that for sure is also going to be aser. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out this comes up now for salting, and it comes up again for tochen, which we're going to discuss in a few seifim. What about making salad? So he says the minhag is, he knows the minhag is, to cut up radishes and to cut up vegetables into very small pieces. As he writes, Shchotchin b'Shabbos tznon dak dak, that is the custom. And then he says, and then you salt it, and then you put on the vinegar. So we have two problems over here. The one he addresses over here is salting. How can you salt it? We just learned it's usser. You're having more than one piece, and you're salting. So how's that mutter? And then the other issue is, we're going to get to, how can you do, that should be perhaps an isser of tochin. So we'll probably address that more soon, today or tomorrow. But here, so how do we deal with this issue? So he says, well, how can it be mutter? So he says, perhaps it's okay because, and that's the minhag, that it is okay, because right away after you cut it up, right after you put the salt, you're not leaving it there. The only time it's an iser derabanan of salting is if you leave it there salted. The question is how many minutes, but because we're talking about you're planning to eat it and it's still aser. But here, immediately, right after you put in the salt, you pour in the vinegar, the olive oil, the lemon juice, whatever you pour in immediately. So therefore, it doesn't even have a chance for the salt to work. Again, we're not looking at microseconds over here, but within, let's say, a few minutes, right away you're going to pour. Already a few minutes is a question mark, but obviously you're allowed certainly a number of seconds, that's no question. So anyways, right away afterwards, you're going to be pouring in a juice. And he says, also, there's many different types of vegetables here. So let's say you take a regular salad. Again, there's always the exceptions, and sometimes we do tertiary. You could buy. But anyways, the normal salads that we have at home, usually it's not the derech to pickle them the way they are, especially with the tomatoes, v'chule, and everything that's in there. Usually it's not. So that's what he writes. He goes, because you're pouring the liquid afterwards, and because there's minim acherim altogether, it doesn't resemble even coming to the pickling process. Okay, so that's his. That's how he answers how the minhag is okay. And some point out, ideally, it's best to pour in the oil or the liquid first, because a particular oil they mentioned, because there's a question by if you put in salt, so that's the beginning of the pickling process, but some point out if you put in oil first and then you put in the salt, then the oil doesn't, because of the oil in there, it doesn't let the salt do its full pickling process. It slows it down, and then that also makes it mutter. So many point out when you're making salad, if you're going to put in salt, it's better to first put in the oil and then put in the salt. Salad. Yesh mishakatav shemutar letabel kama chatichot tznon. Achat achat levada l'anicham yachad lefanav kedei le'ochlam miyad zo achar zo. So one writes that you're allowed to dip one at a time and then put them on a plate and then serve them and then eat them. Because when you did the pickling process, or you added the salt, it was one at a time. And now on the plate, you have four or five or many pieces together. So he points out that that's okay, since at the time of the salting, when you put the salt in, it was done one at a time. Okay? So that's 100% mutter according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah just points out the minhag is to be more machmer and only salt one at a time and eat it, bite it one at a time, and don't put them on a plate together. Okay. Hey. Asur limloach basar mevushal o beitza mevushalet lahanicha. So now he says, you're not allowed to salt meat that's cooked or eggs that are cooked in order to leave it for later. So if you're doing it right now at the time of the meal, we learned you're allowed to. While you're eating, you want to add a little salt to your food, no problem. But what if you want to add salt and leave it for later? So it's a machlokas, a machronim. When we say later, does that mean you can do it for a few hours later and then it's aser? Or as long as it's you're going to eat it any time on Shabbos, then it's an issue of hachana le Shabbos and then for after Shabbos, and that's when it's aser. So it's a machloket achronim, and many say it's best to be machmer. Some obviously say it's almost must be machmer, some not. So anyways, in general, it's better to be machmer and only salt it right before you eat, or at the meal that you're eating right now, but not for 3 hours later. And certainly if it's for after Shabbos, that everyone agrees is for sure aser. Since you're leaving it for later, you're right, midaraisa, for sure there's no problem. And midarabanan, so it's always a question, how far do you take it? So even though it's mutter for things that are cooked and things that are edible for ochlin, but there's an isra, it's dami, as the Mishnah Berurah writes it, dami li'ibud ukavisha. It resembles the pickling process, because here you are sprinkling salt and you're leaving it for later. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah just has a discussion. I'll just mention that he discusses it as far as rinsing raw meat, if you're allowed to rinse it or not. So if it's basically says the first day, it's not a problem just to rinse it with water. That has nothing to do with malicha. But if it's on the third day, and if you don't do it today, you might lose it. If it wasn't salted yet and you have a raw piece of meat, it could be considered metakein, and that's a whole discussion, and lots of it depends on if it's how much of a hefsid you're losing. Okay, vav. Ein limloach biyachad harbe polin vadashim shenitbashlu bekli batan. So if you have many beans and lentils that were cooked together with their membrane, their shell around them, and salting helps them, so that's asur, because you're doing a lot of it together. Okay. Zayin. Mutar laduch pilpulin afilu har biyachad v'hu yeshiyaduchem bekate shalsakin uvekeara. So here, some people in their homes, they have, I don't know if too many people have a mortar and crush at home to crush spices or medicine, but some of us do have a special kli for grinding pilpulin, peppercorns. So here, here's an opportunity to be chayav and issa d'oraisa. So if you're using a kli to chop up and grind, that's tochen. So that'd be an issa d'oraisa. But so that's if you're doing in the regular fashion, we have a special grinder for peppercorns, or if proper mortar. So the only time it's mutter, let's say you don't have prepared pepper and you want to spice your food on Shabbos, the only way to do it in a heter way is to do it with two shinuyim. Number one, pestle and a mortar, whatever it's called. So then the item itself that you're using to crush it, to smash it with, that you hold in your hand, so that can't be done with the regular pestle or the regular item, that the kli that you use to hit it with. You have to use a back handle of a knife or something else, just use the back of it so that it's not done in its normal fashion. And you can do it on a plate, on a counter, a cutting board, but it can't be in the proper mortar that's the miyuchad for it. But to take a knife and to start chopping the actual peppercorns, that would be an iser d'rabbanan. So to make into small little pieces, to cut up the peppercorn, even with a knife, that's not allowed, would have to be done with the back handle. Chet. Ein kotetin melach v'madoch shel etz. This is basically the exact same case. Here, instead of peppercorns, we're talking about salt. Aval marasek hu biyad shel sakin. You can mash it with the back handle, the handle part, the back of the normal utensil or a knife. Ube etz ha'parwar v'eina choshesh. And that's no problem as long as it's done with not the normal kli that's done to crush it with. Okay? Haga, v'davka melach hagas. Now that's only if you take raw, fresh salt. Big pieces of salt that come, and that's the way they are. And you want to make them small. That's when it's aser. Coarse salt. Aval melach, but coarse salt that comes fresh. If it's we're going to see, even if you make man-made coarse salt, that's going to be a mutter. Why? Aval melach shahaya dak mitchila. But if it originally was thin salt, v'nitbashel v'naseh petitin, and then you cooked it, and I believe that's how our salt is made, one should check, but I believe so, when you buy it. So when it was already made into tiny pieces of salt, or melted down, and then it was formed afterwards. So then, mutar lechatchil besakin kamo shechotei chapat. You can take a knife, not a kli meyuchad, but a knife, and you can chop it into little pieces as fine as you want. It's not a problem because we say ein tochin achar tochin, and it was already done. And the same then applies to sugar, the same concept. Okay. Tet, mutar lechtoch basar mevushal otzili dak dak besakin. You're allowed to take cooked meat and or roasted meat and chop it up with a knife as thin and as tiny as you would like. Haga, aval asur lechtoch dak dak basar chai lifnei haofot. We're going to see that when it comes to vegetables, it might be different. But here we have cooked meat, so that's where it's for sure mutar to go as thin as you want. And as far and we're talking about okay. And raw meat to put it before the ofot, that would be aser. Why? The Rama says, so the reason is, even though it doesn't grow from the ground, but here it makes it edible. It like ki'ilu turns it into food. You're metakin and you're fixing the item. Okay. Now there are some who say there is no tochein when it comes to any food, but l'halacha we hold there is tochein by foods, but there isn't tochein if it, but it needs to at least grow from the ground. It has to grow from the ground, and meat doesn't grow from the ground. And Rishabura just explains according to the opinion and says there is no tochein ba'ochlin at all. What's the reasoning? Because it's already edible. The definition of tochein was it's modeled after, let's say, flour, and it's not edible yet. You have to prepare it. But once it's completely edible and ready, then you can never say that there's tochein. The Mishnah Berurah just points out that in the case of the Rama, that with raw meat, he says there are some who are mekel. So bishat adchak, one should ask a shayla, or probably depends on bishat adchak, there is definitely what to be somechan. Okay. Asur ligor hagavina b'shavis b'morag charutz baal pifiot shekorin ralyu. So you're allowed to take cheese. Now, really, minadin, you should be allowed to take cheese because it doesn't grow from the ground, and you should be able to chop it up, dak dak. But we're machmer based because you're using a kli shemiyuchad for it. So if you're using a kli shemiyuchad, we're talking about a grater. So if you take a grater, in Hebrew, not modern Hebrew, they call it a pumpia. So if you take a grater and you grate the cheese into little pieces, so that's that would be an Isser Derabanan. And even if you want to eat the cheese right away, it's still an Isser Derabanan because you're using a kli. But if you want to chop it up with a knife into tiny little pieces, it's 100% mutter, just like meat. Okay? Let's see if we can do this. Yud Aleph, mutar lashkol et halush kedei shelo yichmosh. You're allowed to wet your vegetables in order so that it doesn't wilt, until it stays fresh. That's 100% mutter. Sprinkle some water on it, no problem. What about putting it into a cup or a vase, water? So if it's for food, everyone agrees, 100% mutter. If it's for, a plant, just straight into water, flowers, etc. So if it's something that has flowers on it. So the Rama, we're going to learn later in Shin Lamed Vav, it writes it's aser because it's dome, because if it has flowers that can still blossom and open up, it's dome lezria. So therefore, it's an iser derabanan. Otherwise, so then it's a machloket if there's no flowers, or the flowers are already fully open. So then it's a machlokas. Just a couple names. So Rav Avadya Yosef B'Shem the Rashba says it's mutter. The case of a lulav that everyone's familiar with, without getting into details, that's when it comes to, because it's a tircha with something that's really muksa on Shabbos, so that's why it's aser on Shabbos to put it in. And the Rama says you're not allowed to put the flower, you're not allowed to return the flowers. But to sorry, you're allowed to, it seems from the Rama, you're allowed to return flowers that are open on Shabbos. But according, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah and the Shemar Shabbos Kilchasa explain, that to return it, that's then to put it in water lechatchila, that would be aser, but to return it, it's mutter if there's no flowers. Okay, we'll stop and we'll get to chopping up vegetables tomorrow, duck, salads.